As part of the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce Leading with 2020 Vision, we say good morning to Dr. Steve Tharp.
Good morning. How are you folks?
We're doing good.
We're
man.
Doing,
thank
Steve.
You.
We're doing well, Steve. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Just pretty good?
Well, you know, we're isolating a little bit, not because we have to, but because it's a good idea. And wearing masks as we go out. And I tell you, the CDC, you know, has had a couple of flip-flops on things, but nothing of, I think, true consequence. I think it's just some minor variations of saying the same thing. So I think we're in good shape.
Especially after the last couple of weeks here, we've been going on the right way trying to get rid of this thing.
Yes, indeed. And I think it reinforces that, you know, what we're doing with masks and social distancing is really making a difference and keeping both Clinton County and, to a large extent, Indiana more healthy. So that's great.
So what do you recommend now just for we've got about what, about till about the end of November, roughly, we need to kind of keep vigilant and make sure we don't do anything silly?
Yeah, now, first of all, you know, the end of November is that sort of thing is really a projection where, you know, several things need to happen. We need to be doing well with the virus and everything keeping coming down and really controlling things. I do think that we'll be able to relax things as things go on, but we will really have to you know, keep an eye on that and make a decision every step of the way as we go. The clear thing to me is that wearing a mask is going to become a new normal for a lot of folks, and that we need to keep in mind that the mask helps protect us. It helps protect others quite a bit, and it also protects us as we wear them. I think these new revelations from the CDC help us to understand that that this is a really good thing. The good news is that what we've been doing is the right thing, and we need to keep doing it. And that things are going well. Another really good thing is that we've done well with our schools, and I think that that's a critical factor. You know, there are people who are going to be getting a little bit sick. There are people who will, you know, need to quarantine and isolate. But that's the way we control it, and it's really doing a great service for us, keeping Clinton County healthy.
What do you anticipate the vaccine to look like if and when it comes out? Do you anticipate one dose, two dose, or and maybe when do you anticipate?
Well, I think for sure it's going to be a two-dose regimen, at least from what people are telling us. When we do these vaccines, it very frequently takes a starter dose and then kind of a booster dose to really get things going. So that's really the normal kind of a thing we do. When we start childhood vaccines, you know, there's a schedule so that we're getting repeated doses along the way. And once we establish that baseline immunity, then just a single booster dose from time to time is what keeps it going. So, you know, that's the normal. That's what I'm sure we'll be doing. You know, even the first dose is going to help a little, but it's those follow-up doses that really help us get along. And so we will be doing that. You know, when people get sick, we still will want to avoid being exposed if we can, you know, but, you know, the vaccine should be a help once we're able to get it distributed and get people taking it.
Do you anticipate the vaccine to give you a false reading if it's going to be good or bad or not?
I'm not sure exactly what you mean by a false reading.
Well, what I mean is that is it going to be, how are we going to definitely know if it works or it doesn't work?
Vaccines work differently in different people. So there's different levels of antibody that are stimulated when people get the very same vaccine. That's what we look at as far as the response. We can tell you what the response will be for for the population, what the response is in general by doing antibody testing and that sort of thing. But that's really not practical for individuals. The best way to go about it is to go ahead and get the vaccine, do what we can, the more we are able to prevent people from getting sick, the less likely you are to run across the virus. And that will help you even if it's not the vaccine that produced the largest antibody response in you. It's that response plus it's everyone else, and that's a real important concept.
Dr. Tharp, I saw where I know you're paying attention to Clinton County and Indiana and the United States, but I saw this morning online where the British Prime Minister Boris Johnson is expected to go on TV today and tell people if they can stay home if you can, work from home if you can. He's going to order all the pubs and restaurants closed at 10 p.m. Businesses will only be able to serve seated customers, but they are going to allow schools to stay open. This seems like they're kind of hitting reverse in England. This might be going back to a tough shutdown for them.
Yeah, from what I have heard, I think that it's not only England but several other countries that are looking at it. And I think that what they're looking at is when things start to go on the rise again, that these kind of measures do really make a difference, and that they can control it. If they control it early, then it doesn't get out of hand. And I think that's what they're looking at. What we think is that those personal measures of wearing a mask and kind of taking care of yourself and avoiding contact when it's not necessary really helps to get over this. But we do expect that there'll be a rise and fall from time to time, and that we need to pay attention to that. And that's what they're doing.
Dr. Tharp, anything else we need to know before we let you go? We always appreciate your time and expertise.
Yes, well, I really do appreciate the opportunity to get out there and let people know where we are and what we should be doing. We've heard a little bit of controversy lately about what the CDC's reports are. But actually, we know that it's an airborne kind of a thing. The droplets are in the air. That's what we've concentrated on. We also know that smaller droplets, which are an aerosol, also can carry things. But the important thing is that the mask helps to prevent both of those from spreading, and that's the thing that's going to be the most effective, especially in the short run here. So. Thank you all for paying attention, wearing your mask, keeping your social distance, and keeping up that hand hygiene. And those are the things that we have control over, and that's what will keep us healthy. So thank you very much.
You're welcome. Hey, Dr. Tharp, real quick, we did have a question texted in. Have you heard any word or had any numbers on what they call excess deaths in Indiana, like the above normal average?
Well, nothing special. I mean, I think that we have that's a way of describing things to look at, what we might be missing as far as corona affected people because the way our record systems are, we have taken a policy of treating people who have been tested and are known to have had the virus reported a little bit differently than just people who have expired, and we didn't know for sure whether that's what's going on. So they so that, you know, that excess number is a calculation that may represent people who had some COVID illness that we didn't count the other way. So, you know, it's something to take into account. But the important thing is that we count everything the same way, so that when we look at the statistics for this month, that we're looking at them the same way we looked at them last month in order to make a determination of where we stand. I think, you know, we don't always know what happens with people and that have expired. And we also, you know, sometimes we just, you know, you see something obvious being a problem, but they may but there may have been the underlying problem of having COVID that really wasn't obvious. And we're trying to account for as much as we can and keep an open mind as to what's going on and what we need to worry about.
Dr. Tharp, we appreciate your time as always.
All right. Well, thank you very much. And you have a great day today.
You too, my friend. Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
All right. That's the WILO and Clinton County Chamber of Commerce leading with 2020 Vision.